Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, somewhere back in your high school history class, you probably studied World War II, and if so, you probably remember that even though we, the Allied forces, won that war, praise God, there were some battles during that war that we did not win. However, as we, the Allied forces, grew stronger, the enemy grew weaker, and we were able to win more key battles that ultimately led to our victory. One of the key battles in the European front of the war was the D-Day invasion. That was a battle that was won in part because the element of surprise was on our side. You remember the weather was so bad the day of the invasion that the enemy completely dismissed the idea that one would even attempt it then. Well, we did, along with thousands of other Allied forces, and the element of surprise combined with a level of courage that was unmatched in every man that day won the victory for the D-Day battle. It was without doubt the turning point battle of World War II, and eventually the enemy was routed and surrendered. You know, I think Joshua would have loved to have been right in the middle of the Allied leadership as they were planning the D-Day invasion. It was a military masterpiece in planning and execution. And Joshua, as a military mind himself, well, he could have appreciated that. He had his own military battles that he fought. Some were victories, like Jericho, that we read about a couple of weeks ago. Some were defeats, like Ai, that we read about last week. And it was that recent battle, that defeat at Ai, that Joshua was still struggling with as we open our Bibles to Joshua chapter 8. You remember finding out that one of your own people had been disobedient and was the cause of the Ai defeat by stealing the spoils of war from Jericho, which God had forbidden, and then that led to the death of 36 men. Well, that was really difficult for Joshua to resolve. But God's mercies are new every morning. Amen? Amen. His mercies are new every morning, and His promises are true. And one battle defeat was not going to define Joshua, nor deter God's plan for His people. We see God's graciousness as He speaks to Joshua, in Joshua chapter 8, starting in verse 1. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. For I have delivered it into your hands, the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. You shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king, except that you may carry off their plunder and livestock for yourselves. So set an ambush behind the city." Yes, things are going to be different this time. God gave Joshua the plan to set an ambush, to take the enemy by surprise this time. And God also instructed Joshua to go in with the full force of the people of Israel, not just a few thousand like they did the first time and were defeated. God intended that this enemy would be completely routed this time. Well, just as Joshua had battles to fight against the enemies of God, we too have our own battles to fight against our enemy, Satan. To be sure, Christ has already won the victory, but God has allowed, until Christ returns, that Satan will prowl the earth seeking whom he might devour. And because of that, we must be aware of the strongholds in our lives where Satan battles each of us on a regular basis. Strongholds like worry, fear, anger, addiction, bitterness, a critical spirit, doubt, immorality. We each know the sin that easily entangles us, where Satan loves to trip us up. Well, we can take a cue from Joshua's battle plan to use as we fight our battles daily against Satan. First, purity provides power. We do well to remember to confess our sins, as Joshua and God's people did, so that their hearts remained clean before God. No secret sins were to come between God and his people. It was then that God's people were able to call upon God's power in battle. Well, the same is true for us as we fight our battles, to stay prayed up, as it were, so that there are no unconfessed sins between us and God, in order that we will have God's full power as we fight our battles. So stay prayed up. Number two, always fight with friends at your side. Well, just as Joshua was to go into battle with the full army, we too need our army of believing sisters to go to battle with us as we fight Satan's strongholds. Our Monday morning calls like this, that's when we get to put on the full armor together. That's when we have our army of sisters, of friends by our side, so we do not have to fight our strongholds alone. You also have friends at your side and family members to be that army around you. Do not go into battle alone. Number three, a battle is not a war. Joshua needed to remember that though he had lost the first battle at Ai, that one battle did not determine the outcome of the war. God had already promised his people that they would live in this land, that victory was sure. But it would take some battles to get there. And just as Joshua didn't win every battle, we don't either. We have times when our strongholds get the best of us, and it looks like Satan is winning. As Dr. Lutzer writes in his book Conquering the Fear of Failure on page 118, he writes, as Christians, we are aware that Satan does often appear to win some battles. After all, he tempts believers to sin. He contributes to the breakup of families, and he destroys the witness of many. To the watching world, and even some Christians, it appears that he's on a winning streak. What could be clearer than the fact that evil is on the increase? The witness of the church is losing its appeal, and Satan is playing havoc with God's people. Yet for all that, we must remember that his victory is only a mirage. It is not real. Amen. One battle does not a war make. Number four, never compromise with the enemy. The enemy at Ai, like the enemy at Jericho, was so evil back then that God did not allow any compromise in their defeat. They had to be completely defeated. Well, we cannot allow even the smallest hint of Satan's ways in our lives. A little sin is still sin, and it corrupts. As Dr. Lutzer writes on page 123, just as Joshua would not compromise with his mortal enemy, we mustn't either. Of course, we cannot exterminate Satan like Joshua did Ai, but we must realize that we are in a fight to the finish. We are in mortal combat, and the stakes are high. Eventually, Satan will be crushed, thrown into the lake of fire, forever tormented for his deeds. The outcome of the war is not in doubt. But between now and then, there are many battles for each of us to fight. Never compromise. And five, praise God for his victories. Joshua had to return to the place of his bitter defeat in order to ultimately win the victory over Ai. And when he did, God gave him the victory, and Joshua led the people in a celebration of praise to God so that they would never forget. We can also return to our stronghold defeats, and through obedience to God, see God provide the victory. Then we too can celebrate God and remember that success is directly connected to obedience to God. As Dr. Lutzer writes on page 125, God wants us to return to the place of our defeat. He wants to win great victories in the very areas of our lives that have been ravaged by Satan. Let us not shy away from our first bitter experience at our AIs, and let us not have them prevent us from a return journey, because the second time the victory will be all the sweeter. Well, we fight a battle every day against Satan as he tries to use our strongholds to tempt us to sin. God has already won the ultimate victory. We can go into battle every day with our eyes wide open, dressed in our full armor, knowing obedience to God beats our enemy every time. Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.